tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. If we have any public comments?
No, we need to get to item C on the, we're still in new business.
Oh, I beg your pardon. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Item C, we need to determine date and location of the June meeting. Independence Plaza is not available.
At that time.
So I will just give you guys a few options here. The next day, Tuesday, is, this room's gonna be used for voting, so they need to set up the night before.
Okay.
So we can hold the meeting on Monday, and we can be at the city chambers, City Hall. The other option is to hold the meeting the same week, but on Wednesday, here, or we can hold it here the following Monday. So we wanted to hear from your schedules and thoughts about what would be appropriate time and place.
Are people meeting on, are they voting on Monday?
No, but we can't be here late because I have to set
okay.
up.
Well, I like the format we have here, really. I mean, I like the council chambers too, but they seem a little bit more formal than what I'd like to have with, you know, with our open discussion we have. This face-to-face format works very well, I think. And we should do our best to accommodate it, I think. So I think then the question that really is, what are our schedules? And and I'm pretty free to come either Wednesday or Monday myself, so.
I prefer not Wednesday because this is my daughter's last day of school.
Chris?
I prefer not Wednesday as well, but I do prefer this place, so I prefer the following Monday.
Yeah,
I agree.
That's the 13th of June.
Yeah, hold on.
Okay.
The 13th? Can I check my phone?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I don't even have it on me. Yeah, it's fine.
Jennifer, since this may affect the people who have hearings,
oh, right.
Maybe we should query them as well to see what
it's important to find the date. We'll set the date and then we'll let everybody know.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I think, while I agree with Chris, that the format here is preferable if there's a real issue with someone.
Yeah, no, I understand.
We can always address the flexibility of using the council chamber somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to you to decide, and it's important for you to decide, and then we'll let the cases know when and where to appear.
Mm-hmm. I would actually prefer not to change the date and just have it in council chambers. I know it seems weird being up there.
It does seem weird being up there.
Start banging things, but
I mean, I would just let you know too, in July, because of the July 4th, the date's gonna be changed to Wednesday anyways. So, not that that needs to influence this decision, but that it's not unprecedented to have the change of a date.
I'm really not that flexible in dates myself. I would prefer just to keep it and then just go to the city council.
That works.
All right, can we get a motion for that?
Okay.
Do you want to do it?
Yes, do the first motion.
Okay, I motion to move the next meeting to the city council chambers. City.
And I second that.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Cool.
And just to be clear, it'll be on the same date then as originally scheduled.
Monday, June 6th.
Monday, June 6th, right.
Okay. All right. Good. Moving on. Public comments?
Yes. So I can go. I'd just like to thank you very much for this opportunity. This is a very civilized way of possible disagreements.
Okay.
That's all.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr.
Herbert. Thank you. Any other public comments? Okay. Oral communications?
Yes, I have a few announcements to make. So I wanted to announce that we have a vacancy. You addressed this at the beginning, but we don't have a full house anymore, but just that we are looking for applications for a homeowner. To qualify, you have to be neither a landlord nor a tenant. And then the application is on the website, and we are looking for Alamedans to get involved. My other update is that the agenda packets that we are sharing with the everyone on the RAT committee will be made public, and they'll be uploaded on Legistar. If you don't, in that world, what it is you can go to the city website and look at the agendas for city meetings, and they will be made digital. We're looking to hopefully have the agenda packet for June available by on Legistar, but it may be July, but our goal is next month. And then also I just wanted to make the public announcement that we have a website dedicated solely to the new law that regulates rental units in the city of Alameda. That website is www.alamedarentprogram.org, and we would invite everybody hopefully to take a look at it, since procedures will change, and everyone understands their rights and responsibilities now. And that concludes anything we have to share.
Okay.
Do you have one as well?
So there has already been some workshops for the new rent stabilization ordinance 3148. We do have a capital improvement workshop that's going to come up on May 19th. You'll be able to register by 10 a.m. tomorrow. It'll be 2:30 May 19th, and it'll be held in this room as well.
I had a question. I was just wondering, who are the two landlords and who are the two tenants that are on the rack?
I'm a tenant.
Are we allowed to address that because it's public community?
We are, okay.
It also is available on the website that explains who they are. But
go ahead.
If you feel comfortable.
Yeah, I just thought there was some kind of rule about how we're not allowed to.
Because you're not voting or deliberating.
Oh, look at that. Robert's rules. Okay, I'm a tenant.
You couldn't tell. I feel you guys have a really wonderful and fair and impartial way of dealing with what the landlords, because I would not have known who's who. So I think that's admirable to you and how you do your work. But I was just curious.
You didn't see the T's and the
F's. I didn't see the T's. I could not tell at all.
Okay, do we have any written communications? No. Okay.
We are adjourning this meeting at 8:13 p.m. Thank you, everyone.